The U.S. airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, the uranium enrichment plant at the Fordo complex, marks the beginning of World War III. Nuclear weapons no longer deter anyone, and the strikes on nuclear targets, essentially sanctioned by Israel, which has not faced a decisive international response, are now also being carried out by the United States. Too many red lines have been crossed, to the point that it's no longer clear whether any boundaries remain at all. This directly concerns Russia as well. Kiev's Nazis have repeatedly attempted to strike Russian nuclear facilities, along with attacks on strategic aviation airfields, remarkably resembling Israeli tactics in Iran, leave no doubt. Such methods of conducting military operations against anyone are now considered acceptable. While there haven't yet been direct nuclear strikes, it's only a matter of time. The Pandora's box of nuclear weapons has been opened. The metaphor of the gun from Anton Chekhov's plays has often been applied to nuclear weapons. If in the first act you hang a pistol on the wall, then in the next act you must fire it. Otherwise, don't hang it there. The gun was hung in the first act, which was the Cold War. Now they are starting to fire it, and this is inevitable. All weapons invented by humans have eventually been used. Sergei Karaganov has been warning about this for a long time, but many dismissed him as an alarmist or someone who makes a mountain out of a molehill. He was simply warning of the inevitable.